Swaziland Alternative Radio, 1 year on the air.
Sunday evening, MAR on 266, bringing you non-stop music on the birthday weekend. And that was a Gap Band there, with a thing called Baby, Baby Boogie. And on now, to Hodges, Smith and James. And a song called Since I Fell For You. Hodges, Smith and James, and a number called Since I Fell For You. 10 after 6 on MAR 266 on the birthday weekend. Dave Simpson playing the music through until 8 o'clock tonight. And competing with TV sets and top 40 music on other channels, such things as that. Normally I'm on the air between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock on a Sunday. And this is the sort of music which I like to play on a Sunday morning to wake everybody up. It's the latest single from Thin Lizzy, a number called Killer on the Loose. And I'd like to say thanks to everybody who has in fact written into the station this week. If you've written to me personally, then I shall be featuring your letters on the programme next Sunday morning when I get back to my usual time between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So thanks again for writing in, and stand by for all your letters on the programmes next Sunday morning. Meanwhile on 266, on with the music and on with Paranoid from Black Sabbath. Entitled It Feels Like I'm In Love, 25 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock here on 266 MAR, into our second year of transmissions. And we sure hope that we're going to have another birthday next year and get into our third year of transmissions. As this band say, as far as our transmitter is concerned, we're going to use it up and wear it out, and then we'll get a new one.
Oh, shit.
one sound there coming from the Police. That's a number entitled Don't Stand So Close to Me. Rather sad to see that record get knocked off the top of the charts by that awful piece of music which is up there at the moment. That's, Barbara Streisand. Something to do with the Bee Gees, and I never could really stand the Bee Gees. Never mind the Police there. And a song called Don't Stand So Close to Me. Hazel O'Connor coming up. It's 6:33. In the early 1970s, when Radio North Sea International opened up its transmissions for the second time, they put the record on Once an Hour as the Once an Hour smash play, and a week later it was in the music charts both in Holland and in Great Britain. It was in the BBC charts. The number was Mozart's 40th symphony, and it was by Waldo de los Rios, extract K550. Rather nice piece of music it was too. And I see that the Shadows have released their later single, and it is also Mozart's 40, and they've done quite a nice version of this. Take a listen. The Shadows, Mozart's 40. Mozart's 40 there by The Shadows, and that's the latest single which is now on the market. Quite fond of that one, especially after Waldo de los Rios having such a big hit back in the early 1970s with the same piece of music written by Mozart all those many, many years ago. I've got a rather nice visitor in the studio here. I shall introduce him right after we've had a piece of music from Billy Joel. And I'm sure you recognise this one. It's called It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. It's on the CBS record label.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide to me?
It's 6:45, and you're tuned to Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres in the medium wave band. Billy Joel with a number entitled It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, and a rather pleasant visitor to my studio. You know, on the pirate radio show between, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on the Sunday mornings when I'm still half asleep, I've been plugging SS Promotions. Well, Stan from SS Promotions has come to join us in the studio. Good evening, Stan. How are you?
Good evening, Dave.
You're all right, are you?
Fine.
Have you had any response to my plugging SS Promotions?
Oh, yes, I've had a couple of people writing in. One bloke called Gary and one bloke called Richard Todd.
Oh, Richard, yes, he writes to me. And Gary will be what, Gary Marshall, is it?
Possibly,
or Gary Hogg?
Gary Marshall, I
Gary
think.
Marshall. We've got a few Garys writing in, you see. We've got Richard writing in. I'm sure you'll get a lot more letters in the near future as I push this thing out each weekend. Tell us a little bit about Southside Radio. What sort of power do they use?
Well, Southside Radio, basically, as far as I know, they're advertising they're on 2,000 watts power, although I'd imagine they're slightly less than that at present.
Because they don't come over quite as well as Dublin City 257 and Carousel, do
no,
they?
No, Well, this is possibly due to the fact that Southside is further south and the Dublin City Pirates are nearer to us geographically.
Oh, hey, I didn't know that, you see, because I'm not much good at geography. Where about precisely the Southside broadcast from?
Well, Southside Radio is broadcasting from the Hotel Victor in Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary. The actual address that they give out on air is that address.
Mm.
They're in the broadcasting suite, which is the lower floor.
And I believe they've got rather a nice studio, haven't they?
Oh,
padded,
yes,
up the walls and...
Well, brown carpeting, running up the console, you name it, they've got it.
Is it?
Very sophisticated.
It sounds nice. It's not like our little shack here, is it?
Well.
Okay, right, best of luck with SS Promotions, Dan. And I shall keep plugging it for you on my programme. And all the best to anybody who's managing to pick us up in Ireland just at the moment. Take good care of your pirate radio stations over there, because over this side of the water during the week, it's dead without our little stations such as Radio Jackie and MAR. And you'll certainly miss Southside and all the other pirates over there if the government managed to introduce legislation against them. Do you think they will, Stan?
Well, I think the pirates have a year, and then the government will introduce some regulations. However, I must stress that Mr. Eamon Cook of Radio Dublin was the first in 1966, and somehow I don't think they'll stop him. He'll be transmitting all the way along.
You think they'll get away with it, do you? They'll just knock a few of the later ones down?
Possibly so, yeah. Mm. They thin out the scene, you know.
Well, as long as they leave a few behind. I mean, Holland did away with the lot completely, didn't they? They gave Veronica her time on Hilversum 3, which killed it, really.
Oh, yeah.
But let's hope that the situation over there in Ireland is a little bit better, because we really need these pirate stations, don't we?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Doesn't it make life worth living, hey? What? I can tell you one thing I've never done is play the Rod Stewart record. Oh, yes, I have. I've played one. Okay, here's the second one. It's called Sailing. MAR Rebound Sound, that's Rod Stewart and an old Sutherland Brothers number there, a number entitled Sailing. It's just coming up to 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, so two more tracks before the theme tune. This one comes from Diana Ross. It's being hammered on the Irish Pirates just a moment, but rather a nice record. It's called My Old Piano. Piano, and to take us up to a touch of the theme tune, a little bit of the Electric Light Orchestra taken from the film Xanadu, and a number called All Over the World. You've got another hour of me to put up with tonight. The world, here's the title of that song. Comes from the album Xanadu, the album coming from the film Xanadu. All very confusing at this time on a Sunday evening, and I can't say as I blame you if you're listening to the top 20 on the other channel. Of course, if you are tuned to this channel, then you're tuned to 266 meters medium wave and Merseyland Alternative Radio, now into its second year of transmissions. We broadcast each and every Saturday and Sunday on 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz. The mailing address of Merseyland Alternative Radio is MAR 72 Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral on Merseyside. Stand by for another hour of non-stop youth music with me being Dave Simpson. Nice to be with you.
Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1 year on the air.
And another hour of good music biting the dust here on 266. Dave Simpson keeping you company through until 8 o'clock this evening, which gives me just 56 minutes of music left to go. Not a lot when you think about it, is it? Not when you're enjoying yourself, anyway. Bob Marley and the Wailers for you this time, a song called Three Little Birds. Three Little Birds, Bob Marley and the Wailers. And as I was saying before I play that record, I think Boney M tried to copy that group a little bit, although a very poor copy, if I may say so, especially on such records as No Woman, No Cry and Daddy Cool, stuff like that. Sheena Easton for you this time, and she's a modern girl. 7 after 7, MAR on 266. Good evening. Coming from the Stones, and if you've just tuned our way at 15 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, you've tuned to Merseyland Alternative Radio, now into our second year of transmissions on 266 metres in the medium wave band. Dave Simpson playing the music for the next 45 minutes. And once again, I'd like to say thanks to all the people who've written into our radio station this week, and also the birthday cards and things which have in fact come into the station. All letters I shall be acknowledging on my programme next week between 11 o'clock and 1. When I get back to my usual time. Just at the moment, of course, I'm competing with TV sets and top 40 music on the other channels and all the rest of it, so I thought that I'd leave the letters until a more respectable hour of the day.
If you want the best sound on the air, tune in to MAR.
MAR on the air each and every Saturday and Sunday. And the music on this Sunday evening continues with David Bowie and a song called Ashes to Ashes.
Remember,